Dorothy, thanks for hanging on the line.
Yes.
Yeah.
I called in response to the question you posed, where were you when he was assassinated? You asked that question.
Yes, I did.
That's when I dialed in. Then we got into these theories, which were quite interesting. Well, we had just boarded a plane, departing Dallas, to come to Kansas City, when the pilot came on and said, Air Force One is coming in. I released the seat belt so you can position yourself to watch them. We saw Air Force One come in. They came down. They went along the fence. They shook hands. And then we were cleared for departure.
That was early in the morning. You had an early flight. I have a picture on my wall here.
And you'll see the airplane.
Of that meeting that morning, the first one he had over in Fort Worth. That must have been incredible seeing Air Force One land like that.
Well, the first picture showing on TV, the first one that showed our airplane still showing down in the right-hand corner that we were on, sitting there. When the Air Force coming in, that was deleted later, however.
Now, of course, you had no way of knowing of the tragedy that lay ahead.
No.
And you arrived in Kansas City, what, by now?
Then we flew to Kansas City. No announcement was made on the airplane. But as we disembarked, the stewardess said to each passenger at the door, our president has been shot while we were in flight.
Hmm.
So that's a moment you'll never, that's a flight you'll never forget.
That's right.
Just
that's
like Pearl Harbor and some of those others, but that one
Thanks, Dorothy, for sharing that with us, and thanks for holding on. Let's go out to...
Well, it's been very interesting to hear these theories.
We still have a couple hours to go there on KMBZ, AM 980.
All this, over the 30 years, I have seen these stories written and revamped and rewritten. Every time this comes up,
you're right. There's an official line. Have you noticed the media goes on?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago when JFK, the movie, was coming out, it was all a conspiracy. Now that Jared Posner has his book out, Case Closed, and it's a 30th year of the assassination, well, now it's more the traditional Lee Harvey did it by himself. Have you noticed the spin?
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Dorothy.
All right.
Okay. Craig is listening to us on AM 910 KFYI News Radio in Phoenix. Hello, Craig.
Hi, how are you this evening?
Pretty good.
Listen, I've got a couple of things I wanted to share with you. I was not even born yet when the president was killed. But
I was talking about that earlier. I was kind of conjecturing up that there's probably a large segment of the audience wasn't even around.
No,
you're one of those people.
Yes, I am. But I was very interested in it from an early age because it affected my family deeply. They were very upset by it. And I have done, through Freedom of Information Act, I have done some of my own research, and I will take issue with a lot of the things that Mr. Posner has to say. The first fact that doesn't get discussed very much by all these researchers is the fact of the rifle itself. Now let's talk about a 6.5mm Manilka Kirkano carbine rifle.
Mm-hmm.
That is the rifle that Lee Harvey Oswald purchased. The rifle that was introduced into evidence has a 1-inch shorter barrel, and the serial numbers do not match the serial numbers of the rifle that was sold to Mr. Oswald.
You know, it's interesting that you would mention that because there were three, and you weren't alive at that time, but there were three different major news magazines, Newsweek, Time, and the New York Times newspaper, all came out with pictures of Lee Harvey Oswald holding that rifle, and they all three looked different. One of them had a scope, one didn't. There were a lot of fake pictures out there during that time.
That may well be true, but I'm just going on the sheer evidence of what if you go back into the records where at the gun shop where he bought it, that those records are famous. The serial number is written down of the rifle that he bought. And the serial number of the rifle that's introduced into the Warren Commission as evidence and the House Select
Committee was not the same gun.
It's not the same rifle. There are differences between carbine and tanker rifles. Namely, the tanker rifle is a shorter rifle, and the carbine is longer.
You sound like you investigated that, Craig. I know you got some other things to talk about. I'm going to take a break, and let's come back and talk about it, okay? I want to ask you why you're interested in this, too. He may write a book, too.